American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the end of the world as we know it. Once again, this is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd. We've got a comfortably full studio this week with two guys being out, but we do have the lovely Cadillac Kim in here with me. This next band, damn it, I asked them how to say their name and I forgot it. Selfian?
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Damn it.
What is it called?
Selfian.
Selfian.
Well, that's your fault for having a name like that.
Yeah. I asked him before the show so that I did this right, and as the opening started, I realized I should have asked them a second time before we started.
Selfian?
Selfian.
Selfian?
Yeah.
S-A-L-Y-T-H-I-A-N. Anybody listening to the show can really just look up to the top of the screen that they're viewing it on, and they'll be able to see the spelling of it, because Kim got that right.
I'm good Selfian. At that.
Thank you.
What, does that actually mean anything?
No, it just sounded dope.
Yeah, we made it.
Speak into the microphone.
Oh, you should, my bad.
Yeah, remember, the people that we're talking to live deep inside of the microphones.
Word.
Okay.
Get all up on it.
Otherwise. So you don't know if like it means like to kill all the black people?
Like, all you know, why would you say what it means is kill all the gays, huh, Rick?
Well, what I mean is, like, it could mean something horrific and you don't know because you just grabbed a word.
That was the original meaning, but we changed it because it was too offensive.
And I'm black.
Yeah, and our drummer is
I'm
black.
I'm thinking of
so
doing the same thing with swastikas. I'm just going to decide they mean something else.
Bring it back for the gays.
Oh, and that tiny mustache. My God, that was a good look.
Michael Jordan can wear it.
It's amazing how one guy could ruin a mustache forever.
Michael Jordan can wear that mustache.
Fuck. It's awesome. Do Jewish people get mad when he does that?
I'm going to do it.
Does he actually do that?
He should.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
happened.
Yeah,
really? A white guy? Yeah.
Don't lose the curly mustache. I'll never be able to pick you out in a crowd. I don't even know who you are anymore.
I don't even know who you are anymore. Right.
Well,
really, I would recognize him, but it's been a while.
Let's introduce the band real quick before we get into the general chatter of the show. Starting on my left over here, the young blonde man.
My name is Tel Gresko. I play bass in Selfian.
It sounds like you say Toe. Your name is not really? Toe Gresko.
No, it's Tel.
Tel. Sorry, yeah. You have to overemphasize your vowels.
It did sound like
board.
You said
yeah,
Toe.
Really
okay.
Yeah.
Like, you got vowels for a reason.
My name's Toe.
Tell. You only got one vowel, really?
What like, I mean, like, Toe Gresko, that sounds like all cool, like living in the South kind of thing.
My name's
like,
Toe.
Live out in the bayou.
So, motherfucker, the name's no. Toe.
Toe would actually be pretty badass.
Fuck yeah, my name's Toe. Dude, that's a punk rock dude name. We need,
yeah,
I gotta,
the
next,
fuck up.
The
yeah,
next punk
is.
Band that's in here, I'm gonna be all, you should call yourself Toe. And then, oh, what if there was two guys named Toe, and one was the big toe, and one was the pinky toe?
Put it on your band
awesome.
Name selector.
There
fuck
go,
yeah.
Toe.
Big Toe.
That'd be sick.
Pinky Toe.
Big Toe and the little ones.
Pinky Toe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you were Big Toe, then like you'd call your dick Pinky Toe. You'd be all you want to.
Yeah.
It didn't take me long to steer this into
dick, I don't even.
Huh? Wow.
Even
yeah, Rick. Sorry. We have any. I've introduced one member of the band.
And I'm already
on dicks.
I'm sorry. Okay. Continue. Who else is here?
Okay. So we've got the drummer here.
Hell.
My name's Amar.
Oh. Amar. Nice
Amar.
To meet you. Thanks
nice
for coming to the show.
Thank you, man.
Which is Spanish.
Wait,
for...
I'm gonna give Rick a second here to ridicule your name.
Right. That's is Spanish for AC.
AC?
Air what? Conditioning?
No.
I don't think that's true.
Sea like ocean.
Oh, Mar. No, that would be La Mar.
La Mar. Well, no, it's English and Spanish Mar.
Nice.
So his parents were really into the ocean. They looked in his eyes when he was born in the world. It's like there's an ocean inside there. It's like Amar.
Coming up next on Unresearched Biographies with Rick Spagnola. Add user, the guitar player to my right.
My name is Dawson. I play the guitar.
Hey, Dawson.
You all have kind of fucked up names.
Yeah, we do.
Dawson.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
It's okay.
Did your parents watch too much WB growing up?
That's what it is.
No, I think,
dude,
yeah.
I just want to say I love you, Creek. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Now, you guys are all young Renoites.
Yeah.
You're all under the age of consent at this point.
You're legal to vote, but not legal to drink.
No, they're not even 18.
No, no, we're not 18.
I'm 18.
Oh, he's 18, dog.
We probably should have gotten
You're children and I'm talking to you like this?
No one cares.
Jesus Christ.
We're close enough.
We probably should have gotten them to sign waivers for the tattoos we gave them before the show.
Fuck.
And Amar the herpes.
I think Oh, yeah.
It's
always got the herpes now.
Everybody in the audience, it's a fun studio joke to tell somebody to talk right into their mic so their face is touching it, and then tell them the last guy who had that mic had herpes. Everybody like freaks out. It's not true. I don't know.
No, but they did. They did have fasciitis.
Fasciitis bacteria.
Yeah.
So, how old are you guys?
I'm 18. I'm the oldest as of now.
Tell and I are 17.
17, 18, okay.
And what fine Reno institution do you get your educational programming from?
Spanish fucking Springs.
Yeah!
Spanish Springs High School.
Fucking
That's exciting.
Dave's nephew, Vicente, went to Spanish Springs.
Oh, hell
yeah. Nice.
Vicente. Right. He's fucking, I don't know where he lives now, but anyway. It's nice out there. Right. So do you guys live in fucking... which part of out there?
We all live.
Which valley are you in?
We all live in different parts.
Spanish Springs.
Yeah,
not in...
Oh, I'm thinking, dude, I'm thinking of North Valley. I'm such a dumbass.
It's pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Do any of you live in a compound stocked with weapons and has a security grid to get in?
Sadly, I do not.
That'd be so sick.
That'd be cool, though, but no, we do not.
I hear there's some out there.
Spanish Springs is where people rode ATVs when we were younger. There was nothing.
It's still going down.
Yeah, people still do that.
It's still going down. Dude,
but Spanish Springs is the reason why my house was torn down.
Mm.
Mm. Oh, I left the pyramid.
That sucks.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Those houses got ripped ground. Down a couple
Which
years ago.
Which one of you is not talking into his mic?
Maybe Amar.
I'm pretty.
It's totally Amar.
Amar, the mic.
You're scared of the herpes.
He's
sorry.
The flesh-eating bacteria was a little scarier.
That is herpes, guys.
So, hey, Rick, what'd you do this weekend?
I recorded fucking Tyrus's new band, Pressure Drop. Anybody Pressure Drop? Okay, Pressure Drop. I didn't know who they were either. They're fucking unbelievable. They're so metal. They're so amazing. And I had the greatest fucking time. And we did an 8-song album and fucking mixed and mastered it and everything in 2.5 days.
Who is this
and
again?
It sounds amazing. Like, I'm so... They were so talented. Tyrus was the drummer from Victims of the Cave.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
And Idol Smasher and Gina Rose Band, mm-hmm. proving that
That's right. Wow. Yes. I was playing with her.
That's some range.
Which proves that, and he was also.
I saw that on a flyer thingy.
When Gina Rose was here recently, she was talking about her ex boyfriend Tyrus. That's also him. She didn't say anything mean. It wasn't bad. And I think they broke up nice because he talked about her this weekend and it was all nice stuff. So,
that's good.
Anyway,
that is good.
But that's beside the point.
Good for the scene.
The new band Pressure Drop, if you see them playing, they kick so much ass. It was fucking really awesome. I had a great time with those guys.
Yeah. All right, for sure.
We'll be looking for the new album via Dogwater Studios.
Yeah, and it's going to come out quick because we
finished it
in 2 days.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
How about you, Kim?
Oh, my God. I have done so many things. I went to see Connor Oberst in Nevada City.
Are you fucking serious?
Serious as fuck.
Holy crap.
It was amazing.
How big of a venue was it?
It was a tiny venue. I can't remember.
Oh,
what
my
Mountain Music Hall something or other. But,
did he only
If it's called Music Hall, it doesn't really have a seating more than about 100.
No, it was tiny and amazing.
Did he do old Bright Eyes shit or just new stuff?
He did not. He only did new stuff. I was actually kind of disappointed. He did not do a single Bright Eyes song.
He's still great.
He is so fucking great.
Damn, is he still cute as fuck?
He is still adorable.
Oh my God.
I'd hit that. Sorry,
Hell
Elise.
Yeah.
I love you, but no. He's my one of my celebrity freebies. I saw Jimmy Eat World, which was fucking rad last week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I heard that was a good show.
And I have some really important news that came about from the podcast. Mm. I am moving in with Elise.
Hey.
We even survived a trip. What solidified it is we survived a trip to IKEA and survived putting together an IKEA cabinet. And I'm like,
I gotta take more dudes to IKEA.
You guys were destined.
It's a good relationship
IKEA's
test.
Worse.
Add more dudes to IKEA.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, though.
Fuck,
I got some new sex toys. That's fun, too. But other than that, yeah.
Word.
Right on. Well, right on. I went and saw a really cool concert.
Did you see?
I got to see Weezer.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
I have to interrupt you.
Uh-huh.
I got to see a really cool concert on Saturday night.
Oh, I don't know what. I was
you
drunk.
Were in.
What?
Yeah, 110 Dooley. played with Swigs and Riptide Bandits.
At the brand new headquarters bar.
It was rad.
We
it
had
was
a
so
really
good.
Fantastic time. Thank nice. You.
And it was
I was going to get to that in a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
First, Weezer was fucking phenomenal. I would just like to do a little review of that. It was song, song, song. Hi, we have a new album coming out. Song, song, song. And all of a sudden, 2 hours was over.
Nice. Six was songs no, for 2 hours?
Yeah, exactly. Six songs. No chit-chat, but literally just to say, hi, Reno, how you doing? We've got a new song. Here's the next single.
Cool. Wow.
And then back into a bunch more songs. Came out, did one encore. It was Say It Isn't So.
Mm-hmm.
They played a bunch of songs off the Blue Album, song, you know, Back to the Shack, songs that people want to hear.
Yeah.
And, you know, all their hits. It was cool.
That is like, cool.
Nice,
that
man.
And because we got good seats. Like, I got, like, just behind the GA, like, in the second row. Like,
okay.
Those weren't cheap. And you know what? I got my money's worth.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So thank you, Weezer.
Weezer's tight, dude.
Friday
How
night,
pissed are you
I had my swan song
yeah.
at the Foxy Olive, the final first Friday with the lovely Jens Cafiti, who was amazing, as always, bringing it up from the Carson crew. Thank you, Jen. I'd love to say let's do it again, but I'm never going to do that again.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, was that me?
No, that's Jen.
No, that was Jen.
Oh, damn.
But you could have said that.
Thought I did say that.
And then,
wow, girl,
yeah,
you look like
Saturday,
a
squirt. Saturday was the amazing and awesome before-mentioned show at the headquarters bar. And the Riptide Bandits were so fantastic.
God, I love them
so
much.
Good to see them back in action again. By the end of it, Leif, who was wearing like a suit and vest, like a dress shirt and a vest, his really nice dress shirt was just you could have wrung out a pitcher of water from it.
Mm. Sexually,
he destroyed the drums.
Dude,
yeah.
You would think that it would be warm enough that perhaps he should take that off.
But he looked good. He looked really
good.
He
always looks
That's
good.
All that
I'm just
going
to
throw that
yeah. And One Ton Dooley was really happy to be there, and we kind of killed it, yeah.
You guys did.
And everybody had such nice things to say to us afterwards. We all felt really good about it. So
nice,
thank you for everybody who showed up. All of the proceeds from all three bands and the tip jar are going to victims of the Las Vegas shooting. It was something we kind of came to at the last minute. We didn't really promote it, but decided to, like, hey, take our 2 cents and throw it in. So everybody who came up and drank, just know our share of your money went to go help people who might have lost their liver.
Dude, fuck, yeah.
Dig.
That's cool. That's cool,
good.
You guys.
I respect
I mean, you know, it's trying to just be, like, responsive to something going on right now.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, sure, we're saving up for an album, but I have a paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
So, and again, thank you to Heidi and Ed. We wish you well down at Headquarters Bar. That was a lot of fun, and we foresee a lot of really great shows happening there, both DJ and live music.
Cool.
So, thank you, thank you.
Where's that at?
So, where the old Singer Social Club used to be, right by 2nd and West.
Okay.
You know, in the alleyway.
So hard where that is. I know I've seen...
El Cortez. Okay. Like, across from the...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is that old, old church?
By Noble Pie.
I know.
By Noble. Yeah. There you go.
Before it was a Singer Social Club, I had never noticed that building in my entire life. Driven past it 100 times.
It had actually been a number of different bars that I'd been into that you would not have wanted to be in, right?
Right.
Because you don't like any of those things.
Right.
You know what's gay is men having sex with each other.
Mm. Yes.
That's pretty gay.
That's pretty gay.
Fuck yeah.
You know how I know you're gay? Well, when you said you were the other day.
Right. No. My favorite is an old drug dealer lived upstairs from me when I was 19. And he said he had a three-way with a dude and a girl. And he said he was pretty sure the guy's gay. And he said, and I think he was gay because when he was sucking my dick. The rest of that sentence was, when he was sucking my dick, he got a boner. But when he was eating her pussy, he didn't get a boner. But it was just funny, just the beginning.
But
of
hey,
it.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. You never know what's going on.
Right.
Oh my God, there's children here. We shouldn't be talking like this.
They're not.
We're grown ass men.
Sorry. Okay.
I got a beard.
I got a beard.
They're 17 years. They live in Silver Springs, Rick. They're like Spartans. They're like put out at 6 into the elements and expected to survive.
Their wolf mothers drag them to the drums and bass cabinets.
Yeah, dude.
Well, speaking of, let's put those hard won musical skills that you earned in the desert mountain valleys of Spanish Springs. Let's hear a song.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Get downstairs. We're kicking the black guy out of the room.
That's right.
Is he really black?
He doesn't look black.
He's barely black. We call him half black.
Like half is like.
Are you
totally
sure he's not more Jewish? Can you hear me?
He can't hear you anymore.
No headphones.
Wait for him to get downstairs.
I need a beer though.
Beer.
Yes, we have an intern.
Yes, we do.
I've been waiting to ask the interns to get me a beer.
You can make
that's
it.
What I know I mean.
You can make the request more difficult for them if you wish.
I'm not an asshole.
Yeah, you can request an outfit.
I can request an outfit.
Hats. Them to tie up their t-shirt in a little knot.
I want you to come up in a bunny suit, right. like the Playboy bunnies.
Oh, I was thinking like a little Ralphie
in a Christmas
story. No, you want a Playboy bunny. Okay.
Both of those are really hot.
I'm going to see your bunny tail.
That's what we should make both of the interns do for Halloween. One's a Playboy bunny, one's a little Ralphie. Yes.
Do I get to pick which one's which?
Yes,
I can swap those back and forth in my head. It's both pretty awesome.
You can pick who has to do that. We've just decided your Halloween costume. Go ask Uncle Ricky.
While you're down there.
Pyle looked at me like I was a little crazy.
Sorry, Pyle. Thanks. Thanks for the beer, Pyle.
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Allegedly. So far, just Rick is, as far as I know.
By those guys, he means me.
Do you remember Pyle in Full Metal Jacket?
That's what it's
that's
in reference
the reference
to.
Really? That's why
You're
we
so
named
smart.
Him that.
Really?
Yes.
Man, that guy was fucked up.
And then later, he fucking had a great career being a crime solver.
You guys
and an
know
insect
what?
In Men in, what is it?
Men in Black. Yeah, he was the insect, yeah.
I watched that movie.
That was fucking a great movie. That's a movie that holds up.
Isn't
you know?
There a new yeah. one? Wasn't there like a sequel to the sequel?
I saw the sequel, but I didn't see the sequel
like
to
recently?
The sequel.
Yeah, I missed all that. Do we have drums?
Fuck yeah!
Oh, okay, Rick, did you want to be offensive again? Never mind. No, let's hear a song.
All right. Oh, yeah. This one just came out. It's called A Trusted Lie.
You mean like came out gay?
Kind of. Rick. Kind of. Okay, here we go.
Nice.
Fuck.
That song sucks.
Riku, you have no
Dude,
basis
don't
for comparison.
Listen to her. She's only into European black metal with the shitty faggy keyboards.
Dude, yeah, she likes Melanie Martinez and Katy Perry. Are you kidding me? Like, no, that's the real travesty.
Yeah, she, that's why she said, "Oh, I know a song that has a bad word."
Do we want to have a twofer, or do we want Amar to come back up?
Can you guys do another one?
Absolutely,
do another one. How many songs do you have that we could hear? Like 10 or like 5?
We got like 5, yeah.
Fuck yeah!
All right, cool.
Do 2. Do another. I mean, do one more.
Yeah, give us a little double up right now
for a total of 2.
Pentians.
Pentians.
Pentians. Yeah.
Pentians. Okay. Wait. Your name and then the song title is. Say your name and then the song title.
Sent my name, like
no,
my
the band name,
Silithian Pentian.
You guys are so gay. Okay, I'm kidding. By gay, I mean you're part of my people.
Oh. Happy to be.
Art fags.
Fuck yeah. Fucking rad.
Play more. Play more.
All right, Amar, you can come on upstairs. We're going to do some more question and answer time stuff.
Jesus, what was that?
My fucking mic. Dude, Dawson's that? Just destroying
Wait, just
that
said,
microphone.
You just said that's my mic like the mic did it. Yeah. Well, I think it was you.
So, Rick, I have a question for you real quick, though. Yeah.
When was the last time you checked the baby, Richard?
I just stare at my, I just work. I don't look at fucking news. And lately news has been really shitty.
Yeah.
You know?
Really?
All this horrible stuff is happening. Dude, my life is hard enough without, and I know everybody would like to bury their head in the sand and not look at Facebook and not look at the news, but you can't all be me. So, dude, so I don't ever look at the news. Out of the blue, Rory sends me a text that just says,
like 2 o'clock this afternoon.
What was the exact wording? Wow.
Dude. How's your family? Is your family okay?
And I'm just like,
dude.
I just looked at it and was like, shit. And my first thought is like there's a 10 car pileup. No, I thought there's a shooter in Spanish Springs.
No.
Like, I've got family lives, and then the south of Reno, there's been an earthquake and hundreds are dead, or, you know, like where my mom lives or where my sister lives. I'm thinking like, I'm just scattering my brain like, family, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, I didn't know that there was a huge, horrible fire.
In his father's hometown.
Where my dad lives. And it's all Sonoma and where the wine country is, my dad. And then it says...
Like your whole family, your cousins, your dad, your aunts and uncles, they all live there. Yeah,
I thought you were fucking with them.
No, he was totally right.
I saw the reports of all those fires, 1,500 homes decimated, you know, destroyed, and 20,000 people evacuated. I'm like... Well, so, shit, I spent a couple of wonderful holidays with the Spagnolas. Like, are they okay?
Before I texted you back, I fucking turn on the computer and just hit the news button. And it's immediately like, wine country fires. And I'm like, oh. And that made
that
me,
family.
And then, so I thought, oh, fucking Rory for scaring the hell out of me. Then I thought, wait, maybe I should call my dad. Just see what's going on.
Probably.
So it turns out my Uncle Randy and Aunt Tanya and my cousins who live with them all were under forcible evacuation. And they had to go to my dad's house, which is like a half mile away. They're all really close. So, but his house was right where the fire was. And the 101 right there is fucking totally closed off from one exit to another. You can't, no traffic either way as the fire is raging.
So how do you get out?
And my father's wife's daughter, her whole family was in an evacuation area. So far their houses haven't burned down, but they can't return to them. Mm-hmm. And my dad is so close to the area that they have their car, everybody's staying at his house, and they have their car packed just in case the evacuation order comes through
for their
neighborhood.
All the family
photos. Yeah. Seriously. So they really could lose everything. And he's supposed to leave town this next Friday. And who knows if it'll be taken care of or if they'll have to leave and wonder if their shit's all going to get burned down while they're gone.
Oh, that's awful. Goodness.
So it's it turns out you were right. Everybody's fine so far, but it's sketchy and horrible.
Glad I could let you know of the impending doom.
No, but initially I'm like, oh my God, has somebody died?
How creepy is that, though? You look at your phone.
How's your family? Are they okay, man?
Like, you gotta remember that I've always got my nose down in something. I'm not paying attention.
All you do is vacuum and listen to music all day.
With the California fires in the wine country, is your family okay? I would have been like, oh my God, there's what?
I'll admit, I looked at the text after I sent it and thought, maybe I should... Nah, it'll be fine.
He'll know what I'm talking about. Jesus.
That text means so many things.
Yeah.
How close? You're 2 years closer to 50 than me.
There was a sarin gas attack in Spanish Springs. Is your family okay? Like, I don't know what happened.
A plane fell out of the sky.
Landed on your mom's house. Is your family okay? I don't know. I'm scared.
That's crazy.
Well, hey, Sherman works at the DMV. You never know what could happen there.
The DMV was bombed.
You talk about stressed out people who might be carrying a weapon.
Oh, yeah.
DMV.
Where's there a place that people might want to bomb?
Fucking DMV.
You see some scary motherfuckers at the DMV, too. It's kind of like Walmart.
It's not as bad as, I was going to say Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart's pretty bad.
Walmart and fucking
Golden
Corral.
It is a lot better than it used to be.
Golden Corral still exists?
Oh,
who said that?
That's worse than an accident.
Said that?
I was at a Golden Corral like last Thanksgiving when I was in Texas.
Golden Corral's gross, dude.
I've never been.
Also, another thing for around
chocolate
there.
Chocolate fountain. I got my own chocolate fountain.
But another thing that's good around there is at that Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. That's some buttery ass steak.
Isn't it expensive?
It's really good.
It's super expensive.
But it's worth it.
Where'd you say it was?
I have one.
Yeah, where?
Well, they have them in Texas. I know that. But,
God damn it, Rory. Yeah.
That's convenient.
That's thanks.
I want to go to Franklin's Barbecue in Austin, Texas.
I've been there. Dude,
you've been there?
I went to ACL last year.
Dude, Kent does everything.
Stood in line for like an hour to get some stupid brisket. And it was really good.
It was
totally worth it. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't worth it.
I will not sit in line an hour and a half.
I will.
It was worth it.
Brisket.
I will go sit in line with
you. I'll go to the guy with the shorter line who's also selling brisket and get his brisket.
It was the tourist thing. I had to do the tourist thing. I was with a bunch of friends and like, I don't know. I couldn't.
If it was good, it's good.
It was good.
I mean.
I'm down to visit.
Yeah, let's do it. I want to go.
Dude.
Right now.
Yes.
Right
now.
Y'all need to go to South by Southwest in March.
Yeah. No,
that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Is that the one we're trying to play? That is the one we're trying to play.
Yeah.
That's
like
a lesbian festival, right?
So we tried to book you guys a couple months back, and you guys mentioned you were like in Kansas or something?
We were supposed to be. Yeah, we had to cancel all
that. All right. So, all right. You guys are a young band. How long have you been together?
Since before high school.
Like middle school, yeah.
All right, so the three of you have been playing pretty contiguously with different singers.
Oh, yeah, just about.
All right, and you guys go on tour? This would not be your first tour out to the Midwest?
That would have been the first, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
Did
you just make it happen?
Make it happen. Throw a dart at a map? Like, how did that happen?
Kansas!
No, we had a couple friends from Vegas, and they wanted to do a Midwest run. So we were like, that'd be cool.
Are your friends from Vegas also your age?
They're a little older.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably just graduated.
Older bands taking you out on the road.
You know who you should talk to if you want to just tour for the rest of your life is Chris Fox.
Oh my God.
Chris Fox of a bunch of Reno bands.
He will drag your sorry ass across your head.
Wasn't he
I'm
the
Vampire fucking
Vampire
fine with
Boss's
that.
Daughter, Vampire.
I would love nothing more than my
he
white
is
ass
trying
being dragged
to,
across
he,
your
he
head.
Is on track to play 220 shows this year.
Are you
himself
fucking
personally.
Serious?
All he does, he like comes in Reno for a couple weeks at a time and then goes back out to tour.
What a bad motherfucker.
And just couch surfs and lives in vans and couches and plays music everywhere.
What's his band called?
Right now it's Boss's Daughter.
But it's also been
Vampire.
They were on the podcast.
Yes. Yeah. He's not a member of Not Chris Fox.
Right.
He cannot be a member of that band.
Right.
Is that an actual thing?
There's a band called Not Chris Fox.
Are they
and you're not going to believe who's not in it.
Is it a diss track?
Wow. I'll have to.
No, I mean, Chris has stood in and played with. So I mean, Machine Gun.
Machine Gun.
He's played with them. Yeah.
Oh, they're who gave me this.
Face! Yeah. That's no, funny. I mean, Chris has played, like, if it's been a punk band or metal band in Reno in the last 10 years, Chris has played with them either at a show or on an album.
Sick.
Right on.
Bearded Fellow has repeatedly gotten stopped on tours for being a terrorist when he's actually some white guy from
really?
Reno.
Yes, that happened
really
with the
like
Vampirates in Florida. I remember that. Yes. Yeah, there was this thing where, like, a neighbor called into the cops saying that there were suspicious people next door. And they're like, we're just, like, hippie musicians.
Yeah, with big beards because they're on tour.
Dude, although recently I've been learning about the Aum Shinrikyo cult in Japan that had the sarin gas attacks on the Japanese.
With what's his name with the big beard there?
Yeah, and there's a vague resemblance between the two.
But you know who really looked like him? This is way beyond you kids. Remember Primo? The dude who used to play I Got Sunshine at the Zephyr Open Mic? He was this Asian guy with this big long beard, and he had this super high tenor voice. And I mean, he could just, I got sunshine.
Hell yeah.
I mean, he nailed it. And he'd play it too, you know. But he looked just like that guy, the leader of the cult in Japan.
Okay.
Primo, I miss you wherever you are, my brother.
That cult leader that killed all those fucking people, he was high on LSD every day. I don't usually think of LSD as being like a let's go kill people drug.
No.
But it turns out, you know. It can happen.
The cosmic math demanded it.
Yeah. But the point of all this is that you guys should tour with Chris Fox.
Nice. I didn't set us up straight up. Awesome.
Oh, and don't think that you can tour with him for free.
Ask Cash or Grass?
Yeah.
Well, I've not gone on such tours, but the friends I've talked to, it involves a whole lot of living in cars and couch surfing and you know, your show money goes to food. Merch. Mm. Merch helps.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You did the whole Jew thing.
No, Reg.
Did you say? And that was Chewy, not me.
flipping over tables in the marketplace.
Mm. Right.
We love to shit up. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like Jesus.
So, there's lots of ways to go on tour forever. They do largely require sacrificing a quote-unquote normal life.
Dude, fuck it.
Yeah, that's the attitude, sir.
Exactly.
You're destined for greatness or nothingness. It's equal chance.
I don't play music to make money. I make money so I can play music.
There you go.
Yeah, dude, straight up.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
I haven't heard that quote.
It's good.
I got that out of Tape Op Magazine. I forget who said it, though. I'm an asshole.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Support your local zines, even if they're still online.
Tape Op is free. Tapeop.com. Anyway.
Should we have another song?
More music!
Yeah,
more
absolutely. Music. Absolutely. Let's do this.
How many more songs do we have?
We have two more.
We got two songs left.
Oh, wait. So this one and another one?
Three more?
I apologize. I think I said five earlier.
Well, we'll make you play one twice.
That's fine.
Okay.
Well,
we could probably like.
Okay. Well, wait. I mean, do
like a slow version. Like,
I was gonna
like,
say I have another topic we could broach before we get to the song.
Let's do
okay.
it.
All right. Yeah. Well, so you guys have had singers in the past. Yeah. I noticed you had a brand new singer in July, yeah. and you no longer have set. So he must have been a dick.
No, he was super cool.
No, he was oh. nice.
He was very nice.
It just didn't work out.
It wasn't gonna.
No, he left. He left. We didn't. You know.
Yeah. Left Reno.
No, he's just.
No.
He wants to do other things. Mm. He's super good at piano.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what he wants to pursue. Things,
but his vocals are not...
Not a lot of piano.
Not what you were looking
though.
For?
No, not what we were looking for. No,
no not completely.
All right.
I don't know, we were kind of just in a rush after our first guy. So
well, not necessarily. We
Is it important for you guys to have a singer?
I think so.
I think so, but I think we really need to find the right fit.
Right.
Yeah, and that's kind of a hard thing to do. Like
sexually.
You got to find like a good guy with personality that can as well do the job, do the part.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great?
I'm the band I was in, I played with on Saturday, One Ton Dooley. I'm only in the band because my three friends who are really good musicians figured that they could teach their friend how to play bass rather than get a bass player and try to jive up with him.
Yeah.
So you might want to think about that too. Find somebody you know who's not playing an instrument and make them learn how
That's
to sing.
True.
Somebody
that
you really like hanging out with.
That was kind of the idea of this one. Like we liked the kid. He was super
cool.
Yeah, he
cool.
was really nice. We're still friends.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Amar, you got to get closer to your mic.
I'm
he's
super
close.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Yeah
he's got his mouth on it.
Never mind. The audience doesn't
Dawson's
know what we're
the one
about.
Who's all like leaning back.
No, the
Dawson's
other two cool. of you are like right up in my ear.
Awesome.
Like,
okay.
I'm just like, wow, right up in my ear.
Yeah. But yeah,
the maybe
first...
he's just soft spoken.
It is.
He is.
It's true. It's Thanks, not. No, man. I think it's me. I think I'm doing something wrong.
You so always are.
I know. Fuck me.
All right. Well, I was just kind of curious about that with the whole singer situation. Because, I mean. The three-piece instrumental band has a quite a long tradition in the Reno music scene.
Yeah.
That's true. That's how we
a lot of good
too.
Heavy bands are just as three pieces.
We got booked for asking as a three-piece instrumental.
Yeah, we were more four-piece at that point.
No,
it was three.
No, I booked
John.
It with three.
Oh, yeah, John, that's true.
Yeah.
My bad.
Well, yeah, we didn't have a singer for a while until we started getting... It was like... So we played the Knitting Factory, I think.
Yeah.
And then somehow we were able to play with Asking Alexandria, and that was a really big deal.
Wow. That's a good get. Yeah.
Those guys are cool.
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for them.
That was a nice big show, too.
That was.
Yeah.
I remember
it was
that.
Like, I think that's like the first band to ever respond to anything we've ever sent out.
Good job, then. Hey.
I respect those guys.
Oh, speaking of which, you were saying you guys promote really heavily.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we do.
I want to say you guys have to win the greatest number of likes on Facebook of any band ever on this show.
Congrats.
They have 21,000 likes, Rick.
21,600 something.
What the fuck?
I know, right?
Did you do one of those things where like you pay $60 and like a 1,000 like Asian people that don't exist from the Middle East?
No, it's legit.
You
pay for promotion through the actual website.
Yeah, it's like advertising.
And then you just constantly push it out to your friends.
Yeah, and then friends and stuff. But
yeah, it gets
well.
It
good
gets
thing
annoying.
You have
21,600
friends.
And I know, you guys have a lot of documentation. You got a lot of songs, a lot of pictures. You got stuff out there
what
for
the
people
fuck?
To latch
there
onto.
There aren't even 21,000 people in Reno.
You guys aren't even adults yet, except
yeah,
for you, Dawson
are.
Creek.
Dawson,
yeah.
boy.
Yeah, I can go to Big Boy Jail.
Yeah,
and you can buy tobacco.
Fuck yeah, I can.
I quit after 20 years.
Don't
it's really start. Awful. Yes, aha. I kind of thought you might. Yeah the smokeless kind.
It's too late. Yeah. He's not. It's too late.
Get away from it.
Wait, you smoke?
Late. No, I don't smoke.
No, he doesn't smoke.
Okay,
But yeah, get away from it,
don't
man.
Don't do it.
I just quit smoking after 20 years, and wow, it's a life changer.
Really?
I bet.
Yeah.
No,
just feel
I didn't
like
know what food
better.
Tasted like.
Really?
Wow.
That's interesting.
I didn't know what food would taste. My entire adult life, I spent smoking.
And then as soon
and
as
he's
you stop smoking,
he's married to a chef.
My wife is a chef.
Dude.
He needs to know.
No, that's badass.
We quit last summer, and then by Christmas, I have to try everything all over again.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Don't fucking smoke again, then you can eat.
Exactly.
Straight food. Up.
Yeah.
I certainly do not smoke cigarettes.
That's good.
Yeah. Hey, wait, I don't even have to be coy about
you
that
don't
anymore.
Have to. I know, isn't that weird? I was having.
I still smoke dope. Wait till you're 21.
Dope. Because
they call it dope for a reason, son.
They don't call it that. It's not dope.
That's what I call it.
Fuck yeah.
So smoking dope.
No, dope is... Really?
Yeah, just dope has always been a euphemism for both heroin and marijuana.
I was gonna as long as I've been alive, nobody's called marijuana dope.
Smoke dope is
you're
it's
much
Cheech
older
and Chong.
Than me, okay? Yeah. You're much older than me, Rory.
The Cheech.
And even the these young kids, they know the Cheech and Chong.
Oh,
the
Cheech. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cheech and Chong.
And I want to say, they call it dope for a reason, son, is from Up in Smoke.
So I have a story.
I think so, yeah.
So my girlfriend Elise, who you guys know from Swigs.
Amazing.
Yes. Who also, great job at the show on Saturday.
She's so fucking
rad. She works at a dispensary, and we got invited to this industry-only, like, private party for Afro Man's, like, he's got a strain of weed that he released.
Oh, God.
So we walk into Bluebird, and like it's fucking like it's so smoky in there. I don't smoke weed, and I got a contact high. I did not even think contact highs were a thing.
It's real. It's in the air, baby.
Okay. There's drugs so in the air, and you're breathing.
It was so smoky that even like seasoned pot smokers were outside. They're like, it's too much. And so we left after he, like his second song, he's an asshole.
Didn't see him punch that woman?
After he punched he's got a song.
Here?
Okay, no.
We
sat through the Because I Got High song.
Fuck
and
yeah.
Then the second song, he started talking about hitting your pipe like you hit your women. And I'm like, okay, it's time to go. Yeah, he's awful. So we left.
What the fuck?
And immediately I was like, I want pecan pie. She's like, okay. I'm like, we have to go to Save Mart. Let's go now.
And you ate the whole thing.
No,
didn't
I couldn't find one to buy. So I made her go around.
We don't let you down.
I made her walk around the store with me for like 20 minutes finding the ingredients to make a pecan pie.
Shit.
You were high as fuck.
I was high as fuck. And she was laughing at me this whole time and indulging me. And I'm actually
really
surprised.
By the time you got all the ingredients for the pecan pie, you didn't even want
it.
Yet.
No, I made it like a week later.
At least you made the pie. Yeah. At least you made the pie.
Hey, productivity. It happens in waves.
Yeah. So apparently you can get contact high off of weed at an Afro Man concert. It has to be an Afro Man concert.
I am so shocked.
There were like 20 blunts going around that place. It was crazy.
I'm not surprised.
You couldn't get away from it.
Cool.
The Bluebird,
it was even
right?
The bathroom. Yeah.
That used to be the PB&J's, right?
PB&J, and before that was Underground.
Such a sick venue.
Yeah,
the Underground.
Did they turn
it
into a dispensary?
It's been a bunch of things.
No, it's not a dispensary. It's still a club.
It's a club, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of live music there now, too. So they're expanding there. Yes.
That was my favorite venue in town.
Doing live music again. Yeah,
such a lot of good stuff. Our good friend, I ran into our good friend Remy Jordan this past weekend, who's putting on a lot of shows. He's gotten back into booking instead of running venues, and he's got a lot of great stuff in store for Reno in the next few months.
Doing the Scott Pemberton,
Scott Pemberton, Silver at the Saint. That should be a pretty good show.
Fuck, Silver, so rad.
That is this weekend. Yeah. So that's on the Worst Little Podcast pick.
Yeah.
You should check that out.
It'll be there.
Let's have some music and then talk more about the band in the upcoming weekend then.
Sounds good.
That was way smoother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been
Fuck.
Damn.
I can't imagine you guys with a fucking singer. That would be so badass. I mean, it wasn't as good as you think.
That's why we don't have a
singer.
One.
So if you need to wait for the right singer.
So if there's a singer out there who's, let's say, like fucking really good and easy to get along with, and he wanted to get a hold of you guys and try out, he totally could, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Especially, and what if he was old enough to buy beer and, and like could
even help, better,
right? But
that
did,
would
and
make
maybe,
our job easier.
Maybe he just did meth once in a while, but wasn't really shitty with it. Like he could handle it. Good,
yeah. See, Rick, you know? you're from an older generation. These kids don't play
into
like
poppers,
that.
But only when he's drunk.
As long as he doesn't steal my shit.
Do they even know what a popper is?
Oh, probably not. I'll show him later.
Oh, you will.
Dude, VCR tape head cleaner isn't even illegal. Okay.
He'll show you what Fatty Arbuckle is. And by that, I don't mean the actor from the 20s.
Is that a sex act where you jump out of a window and kill yourself?
No, I just. Never mind.
Didn't Fatty Arbuckle? Never mind. God. I don't know.
Alleged. Pederast.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. It involves a soda can or a bottle, right?
Uh-huh. Wow, we're going in two different directions here. So.
I'm very confused.
Wasn't Fatty Arbuckle accused of... Never mind.
Yeah.
Pederasty.
I listened to two.
Pederasty.
But as I recall, it never happened, but it ruined his career.
Yes.
And the rumor involved... A Coke bottle.
Ah, see, I was unaware of the rumor.
I could be wrong. Now I'm talking shit. I don't even know if it's real.
About a dead actor.
Someone,
right.
Someone
you
Google that.
Ass.
Dude, and then it fucking wrecked him, and didn't he end up killing himself? We're making up stories.
Wrecked him? I hardly even knew him.
And then he opened up a chain of hot dog stores.
No, dude, he didn't.
See, now I'm just making shit up.
you really are.
Do you know who is really fucked up, though? Bill Cosby.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Fuck Bill Cosby.
Man.
How'd you like a pudding pop?
I'm going to call it a hot Cosby. Yeah.
It's a hot Cosby.
Jesus. That was good.
Hey, yeah. I grew up with those commercials in that show.
Wow. That's I couldn't imagine.
Theodore, let me tell you something.
Were you guys aware of Bill Cosby before he was a rapist?
I met the dude. I mean, yeah. Yeah, Amar met him.
Who met him?
I mean, really, I grew up with him in my house every Thursday night. Yeah. I mean, he was a part of growing up in America in the 80s. He was like your uncle. He was pudding pops, for Christ's sakes. That's
pudding
like
pop.
Santa Claus and Coca-Cola. Freaking Bill Cosby and pudding pops.
The most wholesome thing ever.
Yeah.
He gave that a whole different name.
Yeah. Oh.
I think that just became our new thing. Pudding pop?
That's code word. Hey.
You should write a song called Pudding Pops.
However, in your code, never suggest giving pudding pops to a girl that you think is hot. That'd be really uncool.
Especially when that's not unconscious. Let's just remember to not do that.
Yeah, it was really more disheartening than the whole Michael Jackson almost throwing a baby out a window thing. Like,
that was
pretty
metal. I never heard about that.
Yeah, he just dangled it over the child, when he didn't know how to hold a baby
because he probably never had in his entire life.
I do remember that.
God. And you just, you know, you get caught up in the moment and
Can we do a photo shoot?
I mean, that was disheartening too. That whole spiral.
Rory's about to have a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rory is about to have a baby. Don't do that with your baby.
We haven't said that on the show yet, have we?
Oh, we haven't.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. It's public knowledge now.
It's about Michael Jackson and the band, not about
Rory,
me.
Is that something you want to tell us?
Baby MJ.
Yes,
baby M.
I am pregnant.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm carrying the baby in my anal cavity.
Who's the daddy?
No. yes, my lovely wife Diane and I are expecting baby in May. Thank you.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Fuck yeah.
I like this insanity so much, I thought I'd do it a second time.
Right.
Wow. Fuck you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
The first one survived, so I have high hopes.
Yeah, really. Who'd have thought I could do this? Mostly, largely on my own. and she gets to help this time.
There you go.
Yeah, putting that 12-year-old to work. She was like, "Dad, don't you love me? Why do you have kids?" To do shit for me. That's a stupid question. she doesn't laugh like that when I say that.
Hey, you don't want to fucking do something, just fucking tell your kid to do it. He can't tell you fucking.
Now that she's in sixth grade here, that's perfect. She goes, shit for me age.
Yeah, she tells you no.
She can't tell you fucking no.
And
no.
She has to do more things if she tells me no.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a solid point.
There you fucking go, dude.
You stacked the list. Well, you stacked the list.
Oh, we'll just add another thing there.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to keep yelling? Add another chore.
What the fuck is she going to do?
I don't
know.
Currently, she is not doing anything between now and Valentine's Day, because that's how long she's grounded. God.
When the groundation gets so far
the
that
groundation?
It's... Yeah, I couldn't even have conceived of that as a child.
No, and it was really one of those what do you call it? Breakfast Club moments with that's one Saturday, two Saturdays.
Oh, yeah,
you
want
to go for three? That's a full month, Mr. Bender. That's literally the conversation we had with my kid.
Have
anger issues, you know?
Have you guys seen Breakfast Club?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
These guys know they've been hanging with all the pop culture references I've been throwing down.
So far, so good. Except for Dawson.
Yeah, not Dawson.
Just that movie.
He's smart enough to not say anything and let them cover for him.
Yeah, I was.
Okay,
I had
to call it out because I'm an asshole. I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot.
My role at Worst Little Podcast.
All right, Rick, give me some music here.
Yeah.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and boys, well, it's time for my favorite part of the show where I unlock my phone. There we go. And I'm going to ask you a series of wacky questions that may be incriminating, be uncomfortable.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Maybe illegal to ask you.
No, there's nothing wrong with asking these kids these questions.
Let's get weird.
Is the back door an entrance or an exit, Tell?
Who's asking?
From what standpoint?
Yeah, I think from what standpoint.
All right, these boys all get a 10 on that question. I think you all just answered it right there. Let's see. Trapped on a desert island, your mother, your brother, or your lover, who do you cannibalize first?
My brother.
My brother, hands down. He's, oh.
Oh, yeah. My lover. That makes more sense. Fuck her.
Wait, yeah, probably my mom.
Your lover.
I'd do my mom.
You'd go...
You eat your mom. More, yeah, that makes sense.
More meat, and she's been around longer. So.
Yeah, well, who's the
Hey,
biggest?
My brother will carry shit. My mom? Nah. Uh-uh.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So I love how with you guys it's more about who deserves to die than it is about who would feed us better.
Exactly. So that's good.
Dawson, what was the first rock show, big concert you ever went to?
Asking Alexandria, actually, 3 years before we played with him.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, at the really theater cool. There. Nice.
Yeah.
Same question, Amar?
The big show?
Right, what was the first, like, concert? Like, oh, not, not just, like...
That.
This is embarrassing.
You have to.
I have an embarrassing have answer to. As well. You have to go
I went
with
to,
the truth.
I went to Blood on the Dance Floor with one of my friends.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tag it.
Yeah. It was bad.
And she was sick.
Yeah.
Tell?
I saw a Metallica cover band. That we actually play with them, yeah.
I think that's a better answer. Yeah.
Than actually Metallica.
Did they have a slant where they like Metallica done as like lounge songs or Metallica
or
done
all
as like
females
reggae?
Yeah.
Or was it just a Metallica cover band?
Oh, they're just a cover band.
Not everybody.
You have to have a gimmick.
Not everybody is Dred Zeppelin, Rick.
Right? Exactly. Exactly.
Or the Iron Maiden.
Right? Or AC/DC.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah,
yes.
They're badass.
All female. Okay.
They're really badass. AC/DC.
Cool.
In all of history, Tell, who would you start a fist fight with?
All in history?
Real people, no fictional people. Characters.
Gandhi.
Okay, popular answer.
Jesus Christ.
Nice. Jesus Christ, oh, that's a good one.
Also popular answer.
He will break your nose and then heal it.
Probably my ex-girlfriend if I wouldn't get sent to jail.
No, yeah, this is a completely theoretical. Yeah.
What was that line about hitting your pipe the way you hit your...
Dawson, how many books do you own, rounding the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100?
How many books have I read?
Have you owned?
Owned.
Do you own currently, right now?
Do my school books count?
They are books.
Because one. It's in my backpack. I got it from the library.
Wait. We allowed you to count school books and that brought it up to one?
God damn.
I haven't read since seventh grade, swear to God.
Oh my God.
What was the last book you read? C-Spot Run?
I don't remember. Wait, what was
we
that?
We don't read. It's a big zero for Dawson. Yeah, Amar, how many books do you own? Rounding physical, there's 5, 10, 50, or 100.
Like physical copies, maybe 15. I'm really into audiobooks, though.
Those all right, that counts. Ebooks, audiobooks, yeah.
I got a few of those.
All right.
Daddy, why is the drummer always the slow one?
What's the last one you read or listened to?
I like Stephen Hawking a lot. I think he's good.
Okay.
My favorite book is probably The Grandest.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
Nice. That was cool. Nice. Just light reading there, then.
Right. Yeah.
I own zero books, but my dad owns some, and I don't read. So, I mean, I'm not sure. I don't really read at all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I can't focus on reading.
What? Yeah. The drummer is not the slow one.
I know. He really was. He had it most together.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Let's see.
Oh, wait, it came up and it hasn't come up in a long time, an old question that we haven't asked in a while. What character in The Breakfast Club do you most relate to?
I can't answer that.
The guy in the flannel. I forget his name right now.
Bender.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Bender. Yeah,
Judd
Bender.
Nelson.
Tough guy whose dad burns him with a cigarette or whatever.
Yeah, right. Mm.
For the thrill.
For the thrill.
For the thrill. Burn me.
I was a Brian.
A Brian?
In high school, yeah.
I was totally Ali Sheedy.
down to the dandruff. let's see, because I'm also curious. What was the first album you ever purchased with your own money?
Oh, shit. Oh, this is really hard. I don't know if I remember.
Doesn't have to be physical if it was digital.
No, I know. I think I always just listened to my dad's CDs. My dad always had a lot of CDs.
What
I
was
really
the first
got...
one you bought?
I think currently, I can't think of the first one, but currently I bought Lonerism by Tame Impala. That one's pretty good.
That's like a recent one?
So yeah.
We're trying to go to the way back, man. All right, we'll move along, Amar.
The way back isn't very farther.
I know. It was like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mine was it was Michael Jackson's number ones or something like that.
All the number one hits. Yeah, I know. That's a good comp. Yeah,
actually. That was the first one I bought.
Okay, right on.
And then mine was Follow the Leader by Korn.
Also good album.
Oh, yeah.
Good album.
Great album.
That's it. That album was why I ended up actually liking Korn.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I had heard some of their other shit, and I had friends, just skater friends and tweaker friends, were all into them, and I thought they sucked, and because of the fans that I knew of them.
Then
when I listened to Follow the Leader, I was like, oh shit,
they're a solid band.
That was some sick shit. All right. Moving on. Let's see. Upon your death, Dawson, where would you haunt?
Oh, fuck.
Shit. That's hard, dude.
Damn. Where would I haunt? I feel like an old folks home would be funny as fuck.
That's not even right.
I swear. Come to me. I'll see you soon. Amar.
Oh, man, dude, awesome. I don't know. That's difficult.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be where you die. It's just where you choose to reside as a shade.
Yeah, but that's forever, though.
Right.
That's a very long time.
Oh, wow. When you put it like that.
Probably somewhere in Italy. I've never been, but it looks pretty.
Good answer.
That's a good answer.
I feel like it's a fucked up answer. I'll say, though, an orphanage, because you really fuck up those kids. You'd be like, fuck, is it dad? Is it mom? I don't know.
Yeah, you're just going to, jackass all these kids' dreams.
Yeah. Welcome to the haunted orphanage. As if your life wasn't sad enough.
Hi, I'm Tell, and this is Haunted Orphanage.
Welcome to the orphanage. Your life is ruined. By the way, it's haunted.
That'd be
rude. Let's see. If you're being led to a gas chamber, Tell, by a comedian wearing a clown suit, which comedian would that be?
I know we already brought it up, but probably Bill Cosby.
Oh, double down on the irony.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what was happening.
Makes sense, though. I mean, I don't think they knew what was happening.
Yeah. You know who would be funny, though, actually? George Carlin. Do a funny job. Bring you to a gas chamber. Yeah, George Carlin.
All right.
I have no idea, man. I couldn't answer that. Definitely not Amy Schumer, though.
Oh!
So then that means it's definitely going to be Amy Schumer.
I used to think that she was funny, and then she said that awful shit about Reno, and I'm like, now you're a fat whore forever.
But at the same time, I don't have a problem with the Jim Jeffries joke about giving the latitude and longitude of Reno to Kim Jong-il. I thought that was pretty fucking was pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, I think
don't bomb this coordinates. Not at all.
Reno, I think, to everybody else, looks like a shithole. But I feel like people who live here really know what it's like.
Well, no, people come through and they go downtown. That isn't Reno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And downtown Reno is pretty, it's pretty shitty.
It's pretty shitty.
I enjoy it.
It's all right. I like it.
I wouldn't let my child hang out there past 7 p.m.
Yeah. That's because where Reno is, fuck Rory.
That's right.
Yeah. We like the grime.
Yeah, I think to quote
Leaving, I love living in the city.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sure. All right, we're going to go to some rapid fire questions
here.
Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, fuck off. Richard Simmons.
Yeah, Richard Simmons.
I love when somebody feels strongly about that.
Who wins in a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
Donkey.
Donkey.
Walrus. Because the donkey would drown.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Wait,
donkey would drown.
Fuck it. The Beatles.
Elvis.
Elvis.
I'm sorry, what was your
I just said
it was Beatles.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
I've never seen either.
What?
All right.
Nice.
Okay. Burgers or dogs?
Dogs.
Yeah, dogs.
Dogs.
All right.
Wait, hot dogs or dogs?
No, food. Hot dogs. Hamburgers or hot dogs?
Probably burgers.
China.
Probably
burgers.
There's probably dogs in your
All right. Cats or dogs?
Dogs. Fuck cats.
Dogs.
Yeah. Okay. All right. AIDS or cancer?
To have?
Which would you rather have?
AIDS. No, fuck. I don't know.
AIDS would be funnier.
AIDS all around.
AIDS would be funnier.
AIDS would be funnier.
You can survive pretty well with AIDS.
You really can.
Yeah,
you really can.
Coldplay or a cold sore?
Fuck, dude. Cold sore.
Cold sore.
Yeah, I'd probably do the same.
Good man. Good man.
Gay or ginger?
There you go. Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Oh, be gay, dude.
Yeah.
People with red hair don't have it very well.
You can dye the hair. Red hair.
Red hair, yeah.
Okay, okay.
I wouldn't be gay.
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Arrested.
For something cool.
Arrested. It's not that bad.
Wait, have you been arrested? Yeah.
And dude, there's no... There's
yeah.
No, there's no
have you been arrested as an adult?
There's no court date after you get beat up.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
yeah,
different.
That is way different.
And a lot of times you get a free beat up with every arrest.
Oh,
sometimes from the inmates.
Check twice before I do things.
Let's see. All right. Imagine a world where you only had Star Wars or Elvis. Go. Which one?
Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
Yeah, Star Wars. That'd be cool.
Star Wars.
Star Wars, but no Elvis. Interesting.
So who won the quiz?
For starters, Dawson did not. Dawson choked on enough questions and he's just out of the running. That being said, between Amar and Tell, it was a bit of a tight race until Tell started giving shitty answers. So Amar is our big winner with 10,003 points.
Thank you.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
I was gonna vote for Tell.
Thank you.
He came on strong, but it, towards the end, he kind of fell off there. Right. I didn't like any of his rapid fire
I was
fire
downstairs
answers.
Eating popcorn.
He
so.
Was incorrect.
Sick.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for playing our game. You have won yourself some stickers.
Hell
yeah.
Thank
you. I get some stickers.
I like stickers.
And now, should we say goodbye and do a song or do a song and say goodbye?
Say goodbye and do it. They only got one more song. So
We'll go out on the song. All right. Do you guys have any shows lined up?
No, not for a while.
No, nothing? Are you looking to get a show lined up?
November? I think we're playing with some band from San Francisco.
Okay.
Is it for Offbeat or something, or are you...
No.
No?
I don't know what's happening, honestly. Mm. I just know that we're trying to play with them in November.
All right. Yeah. Cool.
So that's coming up.
Where can people find you on the interwebs?
Facebook.com/SolithianOfficialNV, I think.
Solithian NV.
Solithian NV.
Do you want to spell that?
Solithian NV. Do I want to spell it?
Yeah.
Like my band name?
I already spelled it at the beginning of the show.
Good. I will link it.
No, you didn't.
Thank
you.
I did.
Throughout your blog post. Don't worry.
S-A-L-Y-T-H-I-A-N.
Good job.
He said it into his hand first, and then he said it in the microphone.
I can't spell. I had a really fun
Can you use that. It in a sentence?
Silithian? Mm-hmm. I'm in the band Silithian.
Well done, sir. Kim, do you have anything of note?
Yes, actually, absolutely of note is the Generator is actually hosting a mini golf build off.
I saw that.
It's going to be super fun. So if anybody wants to sign up to build like a
hole,
some crazy mini golf hole, that's what you we're sending.
Go to the Generator and design a hole you want to stuff balls into.
It's over 2 days. So you have 2 days to build whatever your fucking mind can come up with, and we have all the tools and materials and shit. So if you guys want to sign up to do that, or if anybody who's listening wants to sign up to do that, let me know, or just go to thegenerator.com. Or the RenoGenerator.com, I'm sorry, is the website. You can sign up for that. We've got Pine Grove on Thursday at Holland Project. This is just a personal plug because Pine Grove is one of my favorite bands and they're really, really awesome. And they're coming to they're like this national touring, big deal band that's playing at Holland Project.
Cool.
Which blows my mind sometimes. Cool. I'm like, how does Holland get those bands?
Because there are places that are specifically looking to play all ages crowds, no smoking environments and that kind of thing.
Smaller venues sometimes too.
Yeah.
Holland is legit. I love Holland.
It's a great venue.
Love Holland so much.
Really cool.
I would love to play there someday, but my band only sings about drinking and women.
Honestly, you can still do it.
Yeah,
I know. I would just feel awkward.
We've got this weekend. We've got Silver playing with Scott Pemberton.
Fuck yeah!
At the Bluebird, actually. So,
our good friend Jonathan Chapin at We Ain't Saints is putting on the Corey Feldman Spectacular at Faces, Nevada, which is next door to the where Tonic is.
Are you gonna be there, Rory?
I'm thinking about
it.
The wife being pregnant right now doesn't
come with us
really
if you
help.
Want.
What does that even mean?
Corey Feldman
plays in a band with these models who play guitar and keyboard for him.
Oh, and he does all these monk outfits or something.
When he does all these Michael Jackson dance moves, including the silver glove and the socks and the hat and the moonwalk. Nice.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
He's really into himself.
Oh my God, that's
awesome. It's so bad that it's good.
I hear that he's very into himself, and it's quite insane. I do have a number of friends who are going to be doing so rather sideshowy kind of things there. It's supposed to be kind of a spectacular train wreck that should not be missed.
Speaking of sideshowy train wrecks, not that it's a train wreck. Also, Bohemian Burlesque has two shows Friday and Saturday this week.
Right.
And if you don't want to miss that, so go one of the other nights.
One last thing, too, that came across my email. If anybody remembers the wonderful story, A Wrinkle in Time. Uh-huh. Reno Little Theater is going to be performing that this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday matinee. 75-minute show with intermission, $10 for adults, $5 for students. There's a number of people involved in the cast and crew that I'm really excited for them, and I hope they all break some legs and have a great, great run of their show this weekend.
Fuck yeah.
There's a lot of good. It's Reno. There's a lot of good shit happening. Get out and do some of it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Guys, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Great to meet you guys. Yeah. I hope to see you guys around more often in the upcoming year.
Absolutely.
Before the worst little podcast in the world, Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Cadillac Kim, the interns, Dogwater Dick, and anybody I might be leaving out because I'm an asshole. I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd. Life is short and I love you. So good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
hippie pig.
Backwater Studios.
Writing a book, hippie?
Put it in the mirror, Daddy.